PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
We need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the prime world in check. Go, girl! Huggy faces by her side. Vocabulary a mile wide. She'll make sure that crime will pay and throw some mighty words your way. Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up! From the planet lexicon.
Listen for the words, details, and expose.
Just another ordinary school day. Students preparing for class to begin. Miss Davis writing on the board. Space Monkey juggling a globe with his feet. Until...
Hi, I'm Rose Franklin. I'm the new girl at school.
Welcome to our school, Rose. We're so pleased to meet you.
Thank you, Miss Davis.
For now, let's have you sit next to Becky while I dig up some supplies for you.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. My name is Becky.
Oh. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Becky. Word down the street is you're sitting next to the new girl. Care to share any details about her?
If you want details, why not go straight to the source?
This is my friend Todd Ming. We call him Scoops.
That's right.
He writes for the school newspaper, The Daily Rag.
They call me Scoops. She said that.
Well, hi, Scoops. I'm Rose Franklin, and I just moved here from Freeport City. My dad worked at the pretzel factory there, but now he works at the pretzel factory in this city.
Thanks for the details. You really covered the who, what, where, when, and why. Maybe you could be a reporter like me someday.
Actually, I'm already a reporter. An investigative reporter.
An investigative reporter?
Yeah, that means I dig up clues and chase down leads. A regular reporter usually just types stuff up about normal, everyday stuff.
Uh-oh.
Rose, my nickname is Scoops because my stories expose new and important information. In the newspaper biz, we call that getting the scoop. If all I did was type stuff up, my nickname would be Type Stuff Up. But it isn't. My nickname is Scoops, as I believe I have mentioned.
Oh, no. I didn't mean to offend Scoops. I can tell by his questions he's a good reporter.
Scoops is a good reporter and super friendly, so I don't think he'll stay mad. Just be careful you don't offend Jared over there. His nickname is Grudges.
Grudges.
Later.
I was thinking we should ask Rose to hang out with us this afternoon. What do you think?
Rose. Ha! I could call myself an investigative reporter if I wanted to. I just happen to have a different way of exposing the truth to my readers.
I'm sure she didn't mean to offend you. Let's give her another chance. Hi, Rose. We were wondering if you wanted to hang out with us today.
It'll probably be weird and boring and awkward, but if you still want to, that's fine.
Why would it be weird and boring and awkward?
Oh, no. He probably just means he doesn't know if we have anything in common.
Well, Scoops and I are both dedicated journalists, so we have that in common.
Oh, really? I thought I was just a crummy old type stuff up reporter.
Oh, all I meant by that was we probably have different ways we expose the truth to our readers.
We don't have anything in common. Business in town. If I can dig up enough details, I'll write an article about them for tomorrow's paper.
Looks like a new barbershop.
choose from... Strange. Does Becky always act funny like that?
Nah, it's nothing. And even if it is something, it's probably not a detail that's worth investigating. Should I try a buzz cut?
No.
Meanwhile, across town in the city's bustling light bulb district, the energy monster is going absolutely sappy.
What are we gonna do, Huggy?
What a victory, Word Girl! Can I get a comment for the Daily Rag?
You sure can. How about, looks like the energy monster had an energy shortage?
Really? That's your comment?
No, of course not. I meant to say that, we really pulled the plug on the energy monster. Or something like that. I have to go.
Why?
I can't hear you. I'm flying away. Oh, hi, guys. What did I miss?
Why, you missed Word Girl shocking it to the energy monster.
I did?
No, you didn't.
Why do you say that?
Because you're Word Girl.
Wait, what? Word Girl?
Come on, Becky. The clues are everywhere. You look the same. You sound the same. Whenever Word Girl shows up, you disappear. You even both have a monkey sidekick.
Rose, I don't know how you got the idea that I'm Word Girl, but I'm telling you it's preposterous, absurd, ridiculous, foolish. I mean, no, that's not true.
Becky's right, Rose. You'd need a lot of details before you could possibly report a story like that.
What do you mean, details?
Details? Oh, details are all the small pieces of information that help us understand a bigger idea. Ugh, I walked right into that one.
All right. I'll get more details. And when I do, I'm going to expose Word Girl's secret identity.
What am I going to do, Scoops?
I know how you feel, Becky. I mean, Rose exposing the Word Girl story? Even though I knew the truth first? It's just not fair.
Without conveyor belts, we'll have to salt all the pretzels by hand.
All right, Sparky. Time to shut you down for good. Great, Rose. And she has a camera. The energy monster has never felt stronger. There's got to be a way we can slow her down. That's it, Huggy. Maybe some vigorous exercise will tire her out. Hey, Energy Monster!
Hi, Rose. Isn't it great to have a hero like Word Girl protecting the pretzel factory?
It sure is, Dad, but you're blocking my shot.
Thanks, Word Girl.
Come on, Huggy. Looks like the coast is clear.
Gotcha. And now I've got the proof I need to expose Word Girl.
Please, Rose, don't expose me. When you expose something, it means you uncover it and leave it without any protection. And I really don't want that to happen to Bob and me.
Well, I'm sorry, Becky, but the public has a right to know the truth. I've got the scoop, Scoops. All the important details are here, even pictures from the pretzel factory that will finally expose Word Girl's identity.
I've got to hand it to you, Rose. You're a great reporter.
Investigative reporter. Thanks.
You did miss one little detail, though. Word Girl is constantly putting herself in danger to protect our city. If the villains knew her secret identity, do you think they'd let her live a normal life?
Probably not, but...
And if it wasn't for Word Girl, your dad would be stuck at the pretzel factory salting pretzels by hand all day and night.
Okay, you've got a point. And I do appreciate everything Word Girl has done for the city and for my dad.
And don't forget what she's done for you.
For me?
Not Word Girl. Becky. She went out of her way to help you fit into a strange new place. She even got me to like you.
Really?
Yeah. Now this is your chance to do something nice for Becky.
I don't know. I still think a reporter should report the news no matter what. And Word Girl's secret identity is definitely news. I don't know what to do.
You've got 2 more hours until your deadline, so think about it. But I hope you decide on a story that will do the most good for our city.
The next day at school.
Extra! Shocking front page news!
Oh, I can't look. You do it, Bob. Oh, no! Rose did it. She exposed the new barber shop. Rose, you didn't expose my true identity. How can I ever thank you?
Thank Scoops. He helped me understand that keeping Word Girl's identity a secret is what's best for my new city and my new friend.
Oh, thanks, Rose.
Hey, Becky. Unnamed sources near the monkey bars are saying you're considering changing your hairstyle. Care to comment?
I just have one thing to say about that. The Daily Rag is the greatest newspaper on the planet!
Wow, that's a great quote! But what does it have to do with the new hairstyle?
Nothing, I guess. But if I ever do change my hair, I promise the Daily Rag will get the inside scoop.
Hey, that's great. I'm glad I won't have to change my nickname.
I'm glad, too. It's hard for me to remember new names. Oops. I probably shouldn't have exposed that detail about myself. And you probably should tune in next time for all the details on another thrilling adventure of Word Girl!
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is... As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I have a word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is binoculars. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Give it a shot.
Binoculars are a device used to make things that are far away look bigger, like Toby was doing in that last clip.
That's correct! Toby's binoculars are very similar to the pair I use when I go birdwatching. I'm organizing a trip this weekend. Would any of you like to come? Imagine sitting motionless in the middle of a field, completely silent, waiting to get a quick glimpse of a bird that may or may not show up.
I have ballet class.
Me too.
Well, don't worry, I'll be sure to arrange another bird-watching trip that's convenient for everyone.
Super.
Well, anyway, congratulations, Tommy. You are today's winner. Huggy, show him what he's won. A gift certificate for a bird-watching trip with Bo Handsome. That's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Listen for the words diorama and confront. Ah, another beautiful sunny day in the city. Such a shame everyone has to hurry home and do homework.
Homework? On a day like today? I have a better idea. Hey, Violet, let's go to the park.
Normally I would, Becky, but...
Okay, no park. Library. Want to go to the library?
No, Becky. Let's just go home.
Or I hear the museum has a new exhibit. Emperor Fusilli's ancient collection of shoelaces. Come on!
Believe me, no one wants to see the Fusilli Strings exhibit more than I do.
Great!
But today, I'm going straight home so I can finish my diorama!
Oh, right. The big diorama bonanza extravaganza is tomorrow.
Yes! And the sooner I'm home, the sooner I'll be working on my diorama! Diorama! Bonanza!
Extravaganza!
Ugh.
What's the matter, Becky? I thought you loved homework.
Yeah, I do, when it's something I'm good at. But dioramas are all about art. Even if I'm not so great at art, my diorama still must be done.
That's the spirit.
Come on, Bob. It's time to go make a beautiful art project.
Ah!
You can't make an artistic diorama with an empty stomach. You could get a cramp. Okay, I'm going.
Help! Someone's robbing the museum!
Really? Oh, that's just terrible! Who would do a thing like that? Robbing a museum.
Help!
Come on, Bob. Let's go confront a museum thief. Word up!
Later, at the museum.
Wow. Emperor, a few silly shoelaces. So many beautiful tiny ropes. I should have known security would be tight. Oh, if I could just find the end.
Hold it right there! Oh, it's just you. Hi, amazing rope guy.
1 second, word girl. Let me just get this knot out and I'll be right with you.
Sure, take your time. You think I'm wasting time so I don't have to work on the diorama? Well, I'm not. I'm just not in a big hurry.
All right. Where were we?
I think I said, hold it right there.
Yeah, I remember.
Oh, no, you got me.
Wait, I got you?
Let's say yes.
Woohoo! Amazing rope guy, leave!
Don't worry, Huggy. He didn't steal anything, and I got some villain fighting practice in. Hey, as long as I'm here, I might as well look at the exhibit. I know. I didn't forget about the diorama. Let's go do that.
Much later than it should be at the Botsford residence.
Now, Bob, we don't eat TJ's projects until after they've been graded. How about you, Becky? Is yours ready to show your mom?
Almost, kinda. I'm headed upstairs to finish it right now.
Good for you, Becky.
But first, I need to organize all my art supplies, so I'll be totally prepared artistically.
My Becky, such an organized artist.
That's me. Come on, Bob, stop procrastinating and grab the label maker.
Meanwhile, at Amazing Rope Guy's... Amazing Rope Lair, I guess?
Think, Amazing Rope Guy, think! What did you do to defeat Word Girl? Here we go. Wait, when did I start spinning?
Oh, no! You got me!
That's it! My new spin move must have been how I defeated Word Girl. Next time I see Word Girl, she's gonna find herself in quite a bind. Aha! Now, where did I put my keys?
Check behind the couch. Meanwhile, back at the Botsfords... Seriously, Bob? She still hasn't started the diorama?
I have 2 started, see?
It looks like you're just reading a book about dioramas.
Yes, but reading happens to be how I get into a creative mood. There. Now I'm in the right mood for diorama making. Oh, sorry, diorama. You're gonna have to wait. I have a villain to confront.
Well, that's convenient.
Can't talk, got a job to do. What?
I hope nobody, especially not Word Girl, notices I'm robbing the museum of these priceless shoelaces.
Huh. No one is that bad at being a villain. What's he up to?
Thanks to this bullhorn, Word Girl will know I'm here, and when she shows up, I'll, get in her face and be kinda challenging.
Oh, what is that word I'm trying to think of?
Confront is the word you're looking for.
What does confront mean again?
Confront means to face an enemy or a problem, like, oh, I don't know, a homework assignment you really don't want to do.
Can the problem be a person?
Absolutely. Take us, for example. Usually you try to avoid me so you don't get put in jail. But today you want to stand face to face. Use your outside voice and challenge me.
Yeah, that's it. Thanks, Word Girl.
Ahem. Were you, gonna confront me?
Oh, right.
Well, at least he's improving. Oh, no, not again! You got me!
I can't believe it! It worked! Again! what do I do?
I think this is the part where you make a getaway.
Oh, great! Amazing rope guy, walk away! I sure feel like I'm forgetting something.
Wow, he is really bad at being a villain. I know, diorama! Ugh.
Later.
Well, I'd say this sock drawer is pretty nicely organized.
How's the diorama coming?
Well, I just need to reorganize my closet, and then it's diorama time.
You haven't even started yet?
Mom, how can someone make a diorama they're proud of with a cluttered room?
Becky, do you want to confront this problem, or do you want to keep making excuses?
A problem? I'm not sure what problem you're talking about.
Well, let's take a look. You're an excellent student, and you love school, but for some reason you'd rather clean your sock drawer than make your diorama.
Oh, that problem. I guess I'm just not that great at art.
So who says you have to be that great at art? Why don't you just focus on having fun making it? It's cutting and gluing and pasting and decorating. How could that not be fun?
That does sound fun. Thanks, Mom.
But try to make it fast fun, because there's only 1 hour before bedtime.
An hour? No problem. Bob, look how sparkly this glitter is. This really is fun. And best of all, I'll easily be able to finish in an hour if I don't have any distractions. Sorry, diorama. I'll be back as fast as I can. Oh, and I mean it this time.
So beautiful. This time I won't forget to take you guys.
Put down those shoestrings, amazing rope guy!
Oh, word girl. You're back.
Yep, and I'm in a hurry, so do me a favor and just surrender.
Well, in that case, you leave me no choice but to defeat you yet again. Hi-yow! Oh!
What? How did that happen?
That's the kind of thing that you might expect when you tangle with the ropes of, me, the Amazing Rope Guy.
Hope you enjoyed the moment, Amazing Rope Guy, because it's over.
Huh? Yes! That's unexpected.
If you say so.
And that's what happens when you try to confront the Amazing Word Girl and Captain Huggy Face. Yeah! Well, now that we've tied up that loose end, you get it? Let's race home and finish off that diorama.
Who's diorama? Is that some new supervillain?
Or an art project.
Oh, like a painting.
Not quite. See, if you made a painting of a room, it would be on a flat piece of paper. But if you made a diorama of the same room you painted, you'd have to build actual little chairs and couches and people, and even the room they're in.
Oh, that's a diorama. I make those all the time. I'm kind of an expert.
Really? Do you have any advice?
Just, have fun. Use a lot of glitter and try to stay out of jail.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but thanks, Amazing Rope Guy! Word up!
Glad I could help. So, am I going to jail? I am going to jail, aren't I?
So, with a little advice from Amazing Rope and Diorama Guy and a whole lot of work, our hero was able to finish her project and have it ready just in time for the Diorama Bonanza Extravaganza and bake sale.
Violet, your pretty princess diorama is beautiful.
Thanks, Becky. A fun fact is the walls of the castle are made with real candy, glitter, glue, and soy protein.
Don't tell Bob.
And yours turned out really good too, Becky? What is it?
I'm not sure. But it was a lot of fun to make.
And so, by confronting her fear of art, Word Girl finally got around to finishing her diorama after finally getting around to defeating Amazing Rope Guy. Tune in next time for another glittery, gluey, too much fun to fit in a shoebox episode of Word Girl.
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome,
and this is the bonus round of...
May I have a word?
Our returning champion will have a chance to play for even greater prizes on the bonus round.
Tommy, you correctly defined the word binoculars. Ready to play the bonus round?
Yep.
Great! Take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for binoculars. your shot, Tommy!
It's number two. Huggy is using his binoculars to spot something important on the ground.
Correct! Huggy is good with binoculars, which will come in handy when he and I are birdwatching this weekend. Tommy, you're our bonus round winner. Show him what he's won. An official Bo Handsome birdwatching hat! See you next time on...
May I Have a Word!
Want more Word Girl? Watch your favorite episodes and test your word power on PBSKids.org. Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Tape not required. Word up!